Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Monday, November 2nd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: what will November bring? Oil slumps and election talk. Leading today's news: the major averages are coming off their worst monthly performance since March amid surging coronavirus infections, extinguished stimulus talks, and a slump for big tech following quarterly earnings reports. The Dow closed out October with a 4.6% loss. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ fell 2.8% and 2.3% respectively, while volatility last week saw the VIX fear gauge spike to a four-month high. Traders seem a little more cheerful this morning as U.S. stock index futures climbed 1% to start the month, as the sell-off leading up to Election Day may give the markets less downside risk to a contested result, even though we're worried that there could still be one more wave down if we get another big influx of uncertainty. We think the stock market is now setting up nicely for a nice net advance over the next 2 months or so, said Matt Maley, chief market strategist at Miller Tabak. In other news, while recent pressure on equity markets could be easing, oil prices slid on lingering worries that international lockdowns will sap energy demand. Off by nearly 6% overnight, crude futures have pared some losses, down 2.7% to $34.82 a barrel. Libya and Iraq are also boosting their production, causing a rise in overall supply from OPEC Plus, despite having reduced quotas across its other members. While the group meets again on November 10th and December 1st to discuss policy, there doesn't appear to be a great deal of leeway for further reductions. Keep an eye on tomorrow's edition of Wall Street Breakfast for potential stock and sector winners and losers of the upcoming U.S. presidential election. Democrat nominee Joe Biden remains ahead of President Trump nationally and in battleground states, though some state races remain extremely close, and we all know how the pollsters turned out in 2016. Markets will have to figure out what will change in the next Congress and in the next administration, said Paul Christopher, head of global market strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute. Large parts of Europe are locking down again, while other countries are trying to resist the approach. The UK has announced a one-month national lockdown starting Thursday that will ensure workers who are temporarily laid off receive 80% of their pay, joining France, Germany, Ireland, Austria, and Belgium with pandemic containment regimes similar to those imposed in the spring. Meanwhile, debt-averse Switzerland is trying to avoid another lockdown with a set of lighter restrictions, including mask mandates and bar-restaurant curfews, even as infection rates surpass those in neighboring France and Germany. S&P Global Ratings sees global debt as a percentage of GDP swelling to a record 265% this year, and insolvencies and defaults rising to levels not seen since the 2009 crisis. A near-term crisis, though, is unlikely given the expected economic recovery, a COVID-19 vaccine by mid-2021, favorable financing conditions, and sovereign, corporate, and household spending and borrowing behaviors. The heavier corporate debt will delay the recovery of credit metrics beyond 2022 for the hardest-hit sectors, such as airlines, leisure, and oil and gas, according to the report. The New York Stock Exchange is on pace to regain the U.S. stock market listing's crown from rival NASDAQ this year, after attracting bigger blank check company IPOs than NASDAQ. So far, companies have raised $66 billion through listings on the New York Stock Exchange this year, versus $61 billion on the NASDAQ. Almost two-thirds of the proceeds raised on NYSE came from special purpose acquisition companies. The numbers from Dealogic, cited by the Financial Times, don't include direct listings. Palantir and Asana, both turning to NYSE, raised capital via direct listing in September. Doing away with the tri-state travel advisory, Governor Andrew Cuomo is now requiring people coming to New York to test negative, with the exception of residents from the contagious states of New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. Travelers must get tested for COVID-19 3 days before arriving in the Empire State, and then quarantine for 3 days once they arrive. Another test will be required on the fourth day, which could release them from quarantine. New York residents returning from travel under 24 hours outside the state do not need to take a test before coming back. However, they must take a test after returning. Besides casting their votes for the presidential election, voters in Oregon this week will decide on decriminalizing hard drugs via a ballot initiative called Measure 110. The bill would decriminalize personal possession of less than 1 gram of heroin or methamphetamine, 2 grams of cocaine, 12 grams of psilocybin mushrooms, 40 doses of LSD, oxycodone or methadone, and 1 gram or 5 pills of MDMA. Instead of being arrested and facing possible jail time, users would have the option of paying $100 fines or attending free addiction recovery centers that would be funded by retail marijuana tax revenues. Oregon was the first state in the U.S. to decriminalize marijuana possession in 1973, and later approved medical use in 1998 and recreational use in 2014. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and gold are all set to open in the green, with crude oil and Bitcoin slightly down. On today's economic calendar, the PMI Manufacturing Index is out at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.